Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, you know, a lot of savvy wine buyers know to look for something called second labels, which is sort of the junior varsity bottling from a lot of wineries out there. And they make these second labels for a variety of reasons. But ordinarily, what you get is good quality wine at a really nice price.
I would agree with you there. There's so much juice out there right now in wine world. And some of these vendors just need to find a home for it. Second labels began popping up back in the 80s. Liberty School, for example, was the second label for Camus for a long time, although I think that brand has been sold off on its own. Some of them are rather obvious and sort of relate back to the mothership. One that comes to mind is Duckhorn's second label Decoy, because clearly those two are tied. But most of them are not necessarily wines that you would automatically recognize as being a second label. Sometimes they are sourced grapes or juice just to keep the winery operating at capacity. Sometimes there are grapes that are good but didn't quite match up to the quality level of the top tier wine. Sometimes it's just a way to target a different consumer. Sometimes it's just a way to get rid of extra juice. But as you said earlier, they're all usually a pretty darn good value. This is a good example of where knowing your local wine merchant is valuable, because he or she can probably steer you towards some of these wines. Here are three that I checked out. We're all very familiar with Kendall Jackson and their Vintner Reserve series. But there's actually, and this is an interesting, because this is a step up, there's their Estates Collection. And this is a group of wines that were originally put together predominantly for the on-premise market, but are now available in stores. So from the KJ Estates Collection, the Santa Maria Valley Chardonnay 2018 is a classy, stylish Chardonnay, creamy texture with tropical fruit and toasty flavors. Subtly integrated oak, finishes with a lot of finesse. You're just going to find this to be a really classy California Chardonnay at a $20 price point. And some of these wines actually get fairly up in price, but this one at $20 I thought is a steal. Now, here's one that you wouldn't necessarily automatically know who the parent is. Nielsen 2017 Pinot Noir from Santa Barbara County. It's the second label for a producer called Byron, which is well known for very vineyard-specific Pinot Noirs by and large. And actually, they're pretty much switching almost all of their vineyard-specific Pinot Noirs to a sort of a direct-to-consumer wine club basis. So they're going to be significantly more pricey. They make really top-tier Pinot Noirs, and you pay for it. This wine is made from grapes sourced from the three basic regions in the Santa Barbara area. It's an elegant styled wine displaying aromas of black cherry and black tea with silky tannins on a very approachable over. It's a palate. It's a stunning wine. And what do you think this would go for, Alan?
That sounds like $25 or so.
That's 20 bucks right there.
How about that?
Arrowwood has a spectacular Knights Valley Cabernet, and that usually sells for between $45 and $50. The fruit that didn't quite make the cut for that ends up in something called Sonoma County Cabernet. So it's sort of the declassified fruit from the Knights Valley. You're getting almost the same wine at about 60% of the price. Big, ripe, classic red and black fruit, expansive palate, and a long, lingering finish for $27. So
that's a nice deal.
Now, my wine value of the week through these three was the Nielsen 2017 Pinot Noir at 20 bucks. That stuff is a steal for that money.
It would be cheap at twice the price. Oh, we'll put this on the website. Y'all can check it out.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.